Dr. Ernie Gibson was the first African-American hired at College of DuPage. Long before he arrived at the campus of the Glen Ellen-based community college, Gibson was active in the civil rights movement. He was a member of the Tuskegee Civic Association while a student and later a member of the faculty at Tuskegee University. During his work with the TCA, Gibson met the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He says King became a mentor and eventually a friend, and it was a friendship that shaped his life.
In college, I played basketball and football. I think I was rather aggressive. I could never turn the other cheek. I was very combative. I discovered a grace and a love. I guess I discovered my fellow man. From Dr. King, I learned to turn the other cheek.
While the nation and world remembers the 50th anniversary of the Reverend King's assassination this week, Gibson says he remembers Dr. King every Friday.
Dr. King was assassinated helping garbage men. Whenever I see anybody working, picking up garbage, it resonates with me. I live in Olympia Fields, and they pick up my garbage every Friday. They have black men, white men, young men. In the summertime, I always have pop, and my wife always makes sandwiches. That's all from Dr. King's teaching. Now, the neighbors don't like it. They go, why do you do that? And I tell them, you know, don't treat them like garbage men.
Dr. Ernie Gibson retired from College of DuPage in 1994. He worked with the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. during the height of the civil rights movement and talked with King just days before the assassination. I'm Brian O'Keefe.